Today may be Halloween, but there's a holiday tomorrow that's also become a full-blown L.A. celebration. The Day of the Dead may have originated in Mexico, but it's become mainstream here in the United States with hundreds of private and even public festivals. Retailers such as Target and Walmart have cashed in, and Hollywood Forever Cemetery actually holds a competition for best altar design. But as it's become mainstream, some Latinos are becoming anxious that it's just another commercial holiday, Mexican Halloween, as it were, and not a commemoration of their dearly departed ancestors. Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture, and she's here today for DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
So what is Day of the Dead? What is this celebration of the dead?
Well, as you said, it's a celebration of one's ancestors, but it takes the form of a festival in which people create altars, altars to their dearly departed. And on these altars, they place what are called ofrenda or offerings, believed to evoke the memories of that person. So think there are some traditional elements that you find in most of the altars. That includes photographs of the departed, sugar skulls, orange marigolds, beautiful flowers, candles, and then you might find food specific to that loved one or bottles of beer, elements that bring alive that person. These altars can be very, very simple and they can be extremely elaborate. They can really be very beautiful, certainly designed in a most lovely way. You can find them in people's private homes. And as you mentioned, you now find them at big public venues like Grand Park, Olvera Street and Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which in fact holds a design competition for its altars. You have to pay to participate. So as
things like that.
Yes.
Has Day of the Dead, Frances, because I know, you know, Latino culture is so infused in the culture of Los Angeles. Has it always been this popular here in Southern California?
No, it hasn't, even though we should remember the very name Los Angeles, of course, derives from
the Angels.
Yes, but no, it hasn't. It has been growing over the years. Fast forward to now, and Day of the Dead has really permeated the culture. I mean, it goes into, you might find it in public schools in the Southland. For example, last year I went to a Day of the Dead festival at Santa Monica High School. And there you found, it was a particularly sad year because there had been a number of students that had died in the school. And altars were created to honor those students. And it was very powerful, I think. We should add that Hollywood certainly kicked it up a notch.
So then what bothers people so much about this? Why are they so upset about this?
Well, this is the interesting thing. There are indeed some people who do feel comfortable at what they see as the commercializing of the holiday. DNA producer Avishai Artsy, he reported on this. He met, for example, with an 86-year-old woman named Ophelia Esparza, who comes from several generations of altar makers. She feels anxious at the day becoming commercialized, people running around in white skull-painted faces, not really understanding the point of the tradition. Now, that's one perspective. We did hear from a landscape architecture professor named James Becerra, rooted in the Southland for many generations, and this is what he had to say.
Traditions, and I'm putting that in quotation marks, are inherently fungible, malleable, temporal. I mean, you know, name one tradition that hasn't evolved. Even the Day of the Dead in Mexico is a mashup of Christian and pre-Columbian indigenous religion. But I think the fact remains that it's a veneration of those that have come before us. It's ancestor worship, if you will. It's just a way of staying connected with our family.
And I want to throw in here that James Becerra and his family won at the design competition at Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
And so you're bringing it full circle.
With their altars that they created. Yeah, yeah. And he felt that's perfectly fine to have a design competition around the altar. They are, after all, magnificent designs oftentimes.
Frances Anderton with KCRW's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.